Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy Wayne Hiz, one half of His and Hers podcast. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday and Sunday for the latest up-to-date content and episodes. As per usual, you can find us on Apple, Spotify, and Anchor. Tap in with us. Peace.
I want to rock with you.
Hey. Yes, sir. I want to rock with who? You want to rock with who? I want to rock with you. It's your boy Wayne Hiz.
Vanessa Hurst.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Yes, y'all. How y'all doing? It's your boy Wayne, man. Another episode of His and Hers podcast. How y'all doing out there in podcast land, man? How y'all living? How y'all living? Summer's coming, right? A little bit of summer.
Okay.
You were going to say something before.
I was going to say this has become a singing podcast as well. Mm-hmm. Hope you guys enjoy the intro with Janet, including Wayne. Featuring Wayne, the remix.
Absolutely. You're always going to get some different variation of the remix, depending on my mood. As you guys can see, I'm a bubbly one. Hope everybody's doing well, man. You know, the start of summer is very, very hot. Very hot out there.
I know, man.
Stay cool. Get to the beach, man, you know, hey, I just learned
all
that.
All of a sudden.
I just learned that black people actually can get sunburned. Black people not being able to get sunburned is a total myth. That's crazy, right? I never knew.
No, let's clear it up. He thought dark skin could not get sunburned.
Yes, facts.
Because there's light skin guys that I've seen suntan too.
But they're fair skin.
Correct. Facts. So that I'm just clearing it up for dark, audience. Yeah, they don't know that.
Yeah, dark skin, black people.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. My skin. Yeah. As always, you guys know where to find us. Apple, Spotify, Anchor. Man, where shall we begin?
Man, oh man.
So much to get to, so much to talk about, babe.
Yeah, we want to start always by thanking you guys for sharing, for listening, for tuning in, for taking time out of your busy, hectic, crazy day to tune in and give us a listen.
Word is bond. Like, we're always appreciative. Continue to send your feedback to Vanessa, myself. We're always here. We always say that. And when we do get feedback, we try to address it like right away.
Mm-hmm.
So honestly, like if you guys have anything that you want to discuss, you're tired of your man, you're tired of your girl, your hygiene, people just being stupid, people at work getting on your nerves, please pin it to us so that way we can talk about it and discuss.
And keep in mind, even if it's not toxic, we do like to discuss about different topics. We like to interact and connect with different people. We all know that everyone's going through life itself and situations and dealing just with their own shit.
Yeah.
So it's not always like about bashing. It's not always about toxic. It's not always about bad.
Mm-hmm.
We love to discuss and celebrate the good and the joy as well.
Absolutely.
And speaking of celebrating,
it's a celebration. We having a celebration. Morning Star. It is a special day today, you guys.
It is.
Why is it a special day, babe?
I don't know. Can you tell the audience, baby? You chatterbox, please take it away.
It is my baby's birthday.
It is.
The gorgeous, talented Miss Ahumada, my baby, my co-host, my lover, my friend, my partner in crime, my go-to, my queen. It is my baby's birthday, y'all. We are actually in PR recording this as we speak.
Puerto Rico.
What? A Puerto Rico. But yes, it is my baby's birthday. We've had a fun-filled day, last couple days,
mm-hmm.
of excursions, adventures, some that we'll touch on, some that we won't.
We'll touch on all of them, but we did take a little break today. Just we've had joyful days and full of events and full of sun and full of a lot, to say the least.
So before we get into this, I just want to say, babe, it's been a pleasure and a wonderful blast spending another birthday with you. I feel fortunate. I feel blessed. I feel like I'm the luckiest man alive. I think I told you that earlier. And it's just been amazing to see you just transform yourself and embrace motherhood in the realm that you have. Our son is definitely a reflection of that by his energy. Both good and bad.
Hey. I let him express himself.
But more good than bad, obviously. But no, happy birthday to you, babe. I love you. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful time being on this journey with you.
Well, you should feel blessed. I'm just kidding. That's the Gemini in me.
She's really not kidding, though.
I am not, but I am grateful for you as well, baby. And I do appreciate all of it.
Of course.
Not just today, but always. You're an amazing man to me.
Thank you, baby. I appreciate that. So let's get on. Let's go ahead and get in this episode. I'll let you start. You know, I mean, it's only your birthday.
And we just want to let you guys know or give you a little disclosure. Like we said, we are staying right by the beach, mm-hmm. So that you're hearing is waves.
Yes.
We kind of can't control that. So
what we can control is our projection, our tone. So we will attempt to project over that.
Yeah.
Okay? Bear with us. You know what I'm saying?
We love this, by the way. Oh, hopefully yeah, you enjoy it too.
Absolutely. So where shall we begin, my love?
Take it away. Question me, please.
So, I mean, with this being you thought I was going to give you guys the age.
Shit, I thought so too for a minute.
Absolutely
I'm like,
not. With this being a milestone of a birthday mm-hmm. for you, there are certain benchmarks that I feel that people in their own realm or in their own mind tend to check off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you felt like, because I don't know why people do this. Maybe it's just because we're human beings and we're prone to human error. So at times we tend to associate time frames with achievement.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the type of person, do you have a vision board? Do you have a cluster of ideas in your mind of how your life and what it should look like? Why, when you turn a certain age?
Almost definitely.
Okay.
I am that person. I think that I've had to unlearn a lot
mm-hmm.
of what I thought was the right thing at the right time.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of us, I feel, have these standards that, oh, at 30, you have to be XYZ.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by 35, you have to be XYZ.
Right.
Oh, by 40... you have mm-hmm. to check off all the marks as well, all the boxes, you know?
Yeah.
And moving on and so forth, you know? Like, it's like, oh, every time that you hit a certain age or a certain milestone, like you like to call it, it's like, oh, I should have already done this, that.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is it false of us or pressure on us from ourselves to ourselves, I feel based on the internet and the times that we're in.
Okay. Elaborate if you can.
So... I did feel that before I was the type to think, oh, at this age I have to have this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say, for example, I was turning 35, let's say. So by 35, I'm thinking like, oh, I should be one, married. I should be two, a house owner.
Mm-hmm.
I should have my own home.
Right.
You know, like these standards, like, oh, you should have your car paid off, which I do thank you, shout out to myself.
Word.
And certain things that, you know, like you do work hard for.
Right.
And even though it's not a big deal, how many people have done it?
Right.
You know, and you should have a career or you should have a stable either business mm-hmm. or job that, you know, you're fully giving your all.
Right.
Yeah. To. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's all bullshit because mm. half of us aren't there.
When did stay right there. When did that change for you?
At 35. Mm-hmm. I'm not 35, guys, but I'm not going to tell you my age. But honestly, I think for my 35th birthday, I took it really hard.
Mm.
And I took it more, I guess more.
More so because of you felt like you didn't hit certain benchmarks that you had set out for yourself? Or more so that you saw kind of like where your peers are at and you felt like you were behind? Like, elaborate.
More so that I ended up pregnant
mm.
when I didn't think I would. Pre-Renzo, I felt, and I don't think that there's anything wrong with this because I did feel that I was going to be the rich single aunt that always traveled.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe things changed and I wanted a partner, right?
Right.
It slowly started changing. Like, okay, well, now I want a partner. Right. I want someone to enjoy this with.
Right.
But my partner has to keep traveling with me.
Right. And real quick, for those who didn't know, my girl did not want kids prior to us having our sons.
Mm-hmm.
In case you were new, you know what I mean? Like, wondering, like, whoa, that's like a harsh thing to say. My girl was, no, she was very much single, very much living her life, traveling. She did not want children.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Okay, but go ahead.
And I still kind of don't like them sometimes. So I'm throwing it out there. So just because I have a kid don't mean I like kids. But to continue.
Right.
So I always thought, and I would see these memes and I would see this post, and my family would send me things like, oh, the lit aunt that's yeah. always gone because, you know, she's traveling.
That was really you?
That was me. That was me, you know, yeah. for a few years.
Right.
So when I ended up pregnant, I'm like, oh shit,
a lot is about to change, right?
Yeah. And you, we've talked about it before, you know, well, like, it wasn't easy for me to change my mindset to becoming a mom.
Yeah.
I was like, I did think that, and I will say it here because I'm always very straightforward with the recordings and the conversations that we have
mm-hmm.
behind the scenes, but I felt like, fuck, my life's over.
Mm.
I'm gonna be a mom, and that's all I'm gonna be.
You felt that strongly?
I did. Mm. Yeah, and it took a lot of me sitting down and thinking, and honestly, motherhood has knocked me down in a good way.
Mm.
Like, to realize that I enjoy the fuck out of being a mom.
Mm-hmm.
I am obsessed with that kid, and life is so fun with him.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm literally in vacation and thinking of Lorenzo 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people are going to be talking shit, and, you know, people will criticize, like, damn, they're over here in PR without their kid. What kind of parents are they?
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck they're saying.
Full-time parents.
Yes, by the way.
Who need a break?
That almost wants to cry every day because she doesn't have her kid with her. It's yeah. been tough.
And we FaceTime our kid every day, so. It's
yes, like, multiple times. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, mom. You know, and thank you. But at this point, it's like, am I supposed to, like, nonstop post that I miss yeah. my child? Like, yeah. or that every time I see a kid in the beach, Wayne knows this. Like, I'm like, oh.
Yeah,
just, or that we see a family and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it stirs up emotions, pulls up your heartstrings, and makes you miss your son.
It's hard.
Sure, yeah, it is. I feel, to kind of sort of piggyback off that, I didn't feel like my life was over when when children came into, you know, in my realm, I just thought life as I knew it was over. Like, life as I once knew it, me being able to just pick up and go on a trip, or me being able to go to Vegas with my boys, mm-hmm. you know, just because, like, you know what I mean? Just because, like, nah, like, now you have responsibilities that you have to attend to that are far greater than yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not necessarily that I felt like my personal life was over. I did feel like life as I knew it was over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know I just can't go turn up. I can't just go spend a couple $100 on drinks with my boys. Because I'm, you know, that's the single life that Wayne had grown accustomed to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
but then how long is that fulfilling for?
That's,
you know,
a great
like
question.
There's only so much time. Like, I've turned up since I've been 16.
I mean, there's still people who
15,
turn up.
I don't know.
16,
you know?
15?
I don't know. And it was like with my family,
uh-huh.
you know, and it wasn't like, oh, let me get shit faced and I'm six, I'm a minor. No. It was like, I was already, you know, like, being out.
But it's funny, right? Because you kind of touched on it. Like, you said, like, you thought you were going to be the cool aunt or the cool uncle. That's
and
a
thing.
And
I'm still cool, okay? Just with the kid.
That's a thing at these parties, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
you have the cool aunt who probably got some money or got some, you know, got a presence about them where it's like, oh, they're fun to be around. They're enjoy to be around.
Yeah,
funny.
I was lit.
They crack jokes. They take shots. It's like, okay, cool. Like, but like you said, like, how long is that sustainable? Like, you know, usually those people are alone, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
If we just keeping it, you know, calling a spade,
yeah.
and keeping it all the way above. Like, those people, yeah, they cool, but, like, internally, they're probably dying inside. Because when you go to family functions, oh, we know my cool aunt or my cool uncle going to come by themselves. Like, nobody's coming with them.
Well, I wasn't dying.
Not that you were dying.
No, and I was going to explain that.
Yeah.
But it's like, you really don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think at one point, even when I was in a relationship, I kept thinking, like, is this what I want?
Yeah.
Like, the relationship. I wasn't thinking about, is this what I want?
Right.
The traveling and the wilding and
mm-hmm.
everything. Because I was enjoying the heck out of that.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, we've discussed this millions of times as well. My previous partner didn't like traveling.
Mm.
And didn't like the things that I liked.
Was that tough for you?
It was. I don't think that you need to be 100% matched. Like, it's stupid and ridiculous. Like,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to fall for someone that's, like, exactly like you.
Yeah.
Which, it's rare and it's odd and, you know, we did. But at times, you don't find that. You don't
that's
find
facts.
That bond and you don't find that connection. Like, one person might like going out, the other doesn't.
Yeah.
One person likes to be adventurous, the other doesn't.
So, like, was that ever a part of, like, your milestone? Like, when you were, not to say that that's a prerequisite for the guys that you were dating, but was that a part of your whole vision more, like, to find a person or mate that likes to travel?
No, I just kept thinking, like, if I don't find a mate, it's fine to do it by myself. And I'm having a great time just doing on, like, you know, doing me on me.
So you were perfectly fine, like, going on trips, like, traveling with your girls and your man not going along or tagging along.
Yeah, I was fine. At one point, I'm not going to argue with you, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to fight you.
I'm not even saying it based upon your previous situation. I'm just saying, like, that was your mentality regardless of who you were.
Yeah, and I figured, okay, when things didn't work out, mm-hmm. and I was still doing the same thing that I was doing before, and I'm traveling, and I'm doing all kind of stuff, and I was like, you can just have your little fuck buddy to come home to, you know? No strings attached. You just do what you do,
yeah.
and you keep traveling and enjoying life. You don't have to report to anyone.
Right.
You don't have to argue and fight with anyone over, oh, we should do this, maybe we should do that. Yeah. Oh, are you going to go again? You're going to, you know?
Yeah.
At that point, it's like, and you don't sit and think all of these things through, or you don't think it's an issue.
Not in real time, because mm-hmm. it's like you're living fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I can attest to that. Like, you know, you really don't. Like, you know, it's like, I'm not about to waste my time arguing with, like, these fucking local ass chicks, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to, like, these exotic ass locations, mm-hmm. and, you know, I'm with my friends, we wilding, you know what I mean? And we having fun, so it's like, why am I, you know, I'm not going to be fixated mm-hmm. on that. So I could dig that.
You know, one thing that I have realized as well, and I did want us to touch on because I feel like a lot of us do it.
What's that?
Is comparison.
Mm.
So at this age, I do have a lot of friends that are successful. Facts. Very, very successful.
That's facts.
Very, very wealthy.
I second that.
You know? And I think everyone does.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're either the broke friend or the successful friend or the fun friend. Like, there's categories, right?
That's a fact, yeah.
And I feel like even, unfortunately, when it comes to kids, I do have a lot of friends that are trying and unfortunately are not successful.
Yeah.
And I do feel bad. Because when I say things like, I didn't want kids and I still don't like fucking kids, you know, like, I'm still that person. At times I'm like, there is people out there really trying really want this, you know? And keep in mind, there is really, really successful people at our age that have their business, have their home, and it's easy to be like, fuck, why am I not there?
Yeah.
Hustle. Keep working.
I mean, yeah, right? I agree. While I agree with that, I will also offer you this caveat, because everybody is dealt with different circumstances, right? And everybody has to kind of play their hand the way the cards are dealt. You know, some people had a fucked up hand.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, some people started behind.
You got to start your own.
Some people started behind an eight ball. So, mm-hmm. you know, I used to be like that. Like, you know how you started off the episode when you said, like, you know, I used to associate, like, oh, when I'm 30, I should have this, or I should have this, I should have this crib or this home, right? Mm-hmm. I used to think like that. Like, me personally, I used to really think like that. Mm-hmm. Until I just started to just one day realize, like, what's for me is for me, and what's for somebody else is definitely for somebody else.
And no one can take what's you know what for I mean? You
like, what
you.
God has for me is for me. Mm-hmm. And I look at my friends, and while they're ultra, ultra successful, I can applaud them. I can look at their success, be inspired by it, and just applaud them. Mm-hmm. You know, and I have three friends who are uber, uber successful. Like, I'm talking like upwards of 6 and 7 figures. And it's like, you know, I see that shit, and I'm often inspired, and I'm often left in awe of their success.
But how many people do you think they have around them that are hating?
Oh, it's a lot.
You know?
It's a lot. Like, I've just never been that kind of person, which is probably why I feel like a lot of people fuck with me, like, because I know a lot of people. So I feel like, in that regard, I'm, like, blessed and highly favored, because I exude love anytime. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, right, I don't know, like, how this happened, but, like, my Facebook got hacked. And a lot of people thought it was my mm-hmm. birthday today, right? It's crazy, right?
June 13, we're twins.
I got two calls from, like, two good, really, really good friends. My best friend hit me up, like, hey, what's going on? Like, when my best friend hit me, like, my best friend in 30 years, mm-hmm. when he hit me, he was like, hey, it's your birthday. Like, your birthday in December. He's like, hey, you just check that out. So I literally went to go check, and I got hacked. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo, man, y'all know my birthday in December, you know what I mean? But just that fact alone that people was like saying like happy birthday, went like, you know, I just thought that was so crazy to me. Like, like y'all really thought, like, well, thank you, but damn, y'all really think that much of me to say happy birthday in June is crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But nah, you're absolutely right. You do have to play the hand that you're dealt, but also in life, you have to modify. You have to continue, like, always uploading and downloading. Like, it's crazy, right? We go through so many different stages within life, whether it be in work, whether it be in relationships, whether it be with our immediate family. And these are all situations that we have to navigate and manage.
Mm-hmm.
On, you know, because we're human beings and we're always prone to some human error.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that people don't necessarily take into consideration all the time. Mm-hmm. Everybody on social media want to post their highlights, but nobody wants to post their lowlights. Why not?
Why would we though?
Right, but that's
like,
my,
you
but
want
that's
someone
point.
That's, oh, I'm sorry. But oh, that, you feel this way, what's going on? They don't give a shit.
But that's my point. That's exactly my point. It's like, we're so quick to be able to like look at somebody's highlights and be like, oh shit, that's dope, you know?
You're lucky.
But it's like, yeah, like,
I hate that word.
Yeah, oh, I'm trying to get like you. Like, nah,
I'm lucky. You could be
like me. Like, you know, all I do is work and save money, bro. Like, you know,
that's
you can go on trips. Like the shit, like the shit that be like, you know, it's crazy because people do that. And nah, and I think you start to feel that like as you climb, as you elevate. You know, I had put a post recently and I was just like, yo man, like, you know, new levels equal new devils, and that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
New levels equal new devils. Like,
oh, sure.
You have to understand that everybody's not going to be thrilled or elated or ecstatic about your success.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because in some cases, that signifies their failure. Like, why is what I'm doing over here, my little cocoon, my little bubble, my realm, why does that so, like, why does that stand out to you? Why are you so infatuated with me celebrating who I am and who I've become?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why does that bother you so much? You know what I mean? And those are the individuals that I like to rid myself of. I can't be
so
around
happy.
Them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Don't be so focused on me. No.
Exactly. And that all ties into not being able to celebrate your friends. Like, my best friend will tell you, like, I hate people who can't root for other people's success. Like, mm-hmm. That just says a lot about you.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah, it does.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you really can't applaud for somebody, even when shit's not going real for you, that says a lot about you.
Yeah.
I don't even want you around me. Real talk, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, and that happens, though, as you're trying to climb and attain these different milestones. You know?
Yeah, definitely. But,
so, yeah, man.
Also, another thing that I wanted to touch on or that I realized as I've got mature. I'm not going to say the old word.
You weren't mature before or what?
No, I really wasn't. So let me discuss that too. I didn't believe that people can change.
Mm, really?
Yeah. I felt like you're that type and you're that type, you know?
Like, nah, you just
you're just that.
That's you forever.
And not like forever, but I guess because I saw so many people not change, mm-hmm. around me, I just felt like people didn't really change.
Gotcha.
And so even for me, mm-hmm. as I changed, once I had my son, because before then I was the same Vanessa for 35 years,
mm.
you know, until after when I became a mom, that's when I feel like a different Vanessa was born.
Mm.
Yes, I still like to turn up. Yes, I will still get fucked up. Yes, I will still twerk here and there. Yes, I still like to meet people. Yes, I still like to travel, but in the back of my head, I'm always like, oh, the boy. You know, like, oh, shit, my yeah. kid. Like, always.
Yeah.
And Wayne knows this. I could be fucked up. And as soon as we're getting home, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, we have to sober up. We're picking up the baby in the morning. Like, it has nothing to do with that moment. Then, in the, you know, what we're doing.
Yeah.
And automatically, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, rental this, and he's just like, what? You know, and you could really change who you are.
Yeah, I agree.
For better.
I agree. I think that's through a lot of trial and error. You know what I mean? I feel as though it's hard for people to get there to want to change.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're so comfortable with who they are that at times they don't necessarily see the change within. They don't A lot of people don't tend to look within when it comes to change. They look outwardly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, well, what do you feel I should do? Or they seek outward advice mm-hmm. about themselves when really at times you just got to look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm. But really do criticize yourself.
Absolutely. You have
like,
to
take like, that criticism have, yeah. deeply.
Yeah.
And honestly, and be like, you fucking up, my G.
Yeah, you got to do a self,
fam,
a self-cause risk assessment about yourself
yep.
internally. And that has nothing to do with anybody else. And a lot of times, that's where finger pointing and blaming comes into effect.
Mm-hmm.
You can't blame somebody for some shit that, you know, is within you, is embedded within you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if something is deeply rooted within you, you have to look within. You know, and at times, that's hard. It's hard to have a conversation about yourself, about how fucked up you are.
Mm-hmm.
And the fucked up shit that you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And envy, and that's even the little things. I think, like, people brush that under the rug. You get me?
Yeah.
The envious shit to do, the sure. hate, the stupid shit on social media. You're not liking people's pics because they're better than you.
It's
and
crazy.
Not even better than you. A lot of times, it's not that we're doing better
honestly,
than
it's,
you.
It's just people are, like, not happy with themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's, honestly, that's genuinely what I feel it is. Because if you make all this money, you do all this, and you're doing all that, and you can't, and you still can't celebrate or be happy for somebody else's, even if it's not your level
that
of success.
Nothing to do with you, yeah.
Yeah, even if it's not your level of success or what you deem success, why can't that person celebrate their small wins? That's
it's
the shit that annoys me.
For them. Yeah.
Right, like that's their success. Like, you know what I mean? I would never understand people that do that shit. Like, oh, they ain't doing shit or they ain't making what I make. Or
yeah, oh, what
like,
are you doing?
What?
Fucking
like,
hating.
Why does that matter, bro? Like, you know? It's crazy. And I talk to my barber about that a lot. Like, anytime I go get a haircut.
Or your therapist?
Like, absolutely. That's my guy. 25 years, man, of knowing this man. But we talk about real life situations. I mean, we know a lot of dudes where we come from. And a lot of them are doing well, but a lot of them are fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, life has just, like, swallowed them up and spit them out. You know what I mean? And it's crazy because when you really, really get to the root cause of why a lot of these issues are happening for a lot of these people, you know, you can say it starts with the individual, but the individual don't want to hear that
yeah.
oftentimes, mm-hmm. you know? You got to be able to willing to, like, self-correct. I think that's where a lot of my change really happened, honestly, is when I started to get out of my own way. Like, really, really get out of my own way. Like, really...
Which, that takes a lot, too.
Put down, like, you know?
The bullshit.
Yeah. It just, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, like, I'm very transparent, man. Like, you know, I used to make $8.10 an hour in the year 2012. That's only, you know, that's only 11 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that long ago.
Yeah.
It's a decade plus one. Like, you know, and I used to wake up going to a job every day that I fucking hated.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, knowing that I'm better than
this. You
were
probably hating life at that point.
Knowing
no?
that I'm, not necessarily hating life, just knowing that I was better than what this is not, I'm the type of person, like, I can envision, because I can envision myself doing more, being better. So I'm not the type of person that dwells with whatever I'm doing now. I'm always going to get to a solution in my mind to get to greener pastures. I can't allow myself to think that I'm not going to get somewhere. My mind, it doesn't work like that for me.
So let me explain a little more when I mentioned hating life.
Okay.
I feel like when someone isn't so happy with not only their job,
mm-hmm.
their pay, their home, you're a miserable person.
Mm-hmm.
For example, have you ever had a coworker that probably doesn't get laid? And they come to the office and they're fucking annoying. You're in everyone's business. You're miserable as fuck because you don't get laid at home.
I'm sure I've had.
Okay.
I'm sure I have. Absolutely.
Have you ever had a coworker that's going through some shit?
Yeah.
And you honestly, genuinely feel bad for this person because, hey, a divorce ain't easy. Mm. You know? A death is
yeah.
fucking hard. Trust
Word.
Me.
Word.
Been there, done that.
Word.
And you're going to work, and you're still showing up to work, and you're still doing your job, and someone else is fucking with you.
Yeah.
Like, miserable. Like, just, you know, that
yeah.
person.
Absolutely.
That's what I meant by hating life.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just wanted to clarify. I'm not saying your life was miserable. I'm saying you weren't too happy about working.
Yeah, for I just that like, day. Yeah, no.
And doing what you had to do.
I mean, yeah, doing that shitty of a job, working that shitty of a job, making that kind of pay, actually really like giving my all in that fucking job and like getting promoted three different times in three different departments and getting a proceeding to get a 35 cent raise.
That is insane.
It was like a slap in the fucking face. And I was working less than 40 hour work weeks.
But you were like the star employee.
With the kid on the way.
That is insane.
So like, you know, I just, you know what I mean, man? Like, I, again, I'm not the type of person, I don't make excuses for where I am in my life. I find solutions. You know, I just roll my sleeves up and go to work. I've always just been like that. You know? And I know everybody doesn't think like that. Because to me, what in my mind, it's like, why dwell on it? Like, I can't dwell over some shit that, you know, I signed up to do this fucking job. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I did. I filled out the application, went to the interview, got hired, went through the training. Like, you know, can't cry about the shit now. Yeah. Like, you got to roll your sleeves up and do the dirty work.
But then at times, like we said, at that point and that time, you didn't know better.
Yeah.
I mean, you were just trying to get a job to have a job. Like you said, you had a kid in the way.
Yeah.
You knew you needed a job. Who gave a fuck what kind of job, how much you made? You needed a job.
Yeah. Facts.
You know, and that's what you can get at that point.
So like at that time though, I just think I referenced that scenario to say this. I think a lot of people, that's when they get stuck at. A lot of people cannot envision or see themselves beyond what's in front of them.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I referenced that story. Like, a lot of people, they get in this rut of, well, I'm here, so woe is me. Mm-hmm. And it's like, nah. Like, if you have circumstances or you have things, you have people who depend on you or rely on you, you can't lick your wounds and fall on your face by the wayside and just cry about the shit.
You can't be a minimalist, you know? You have to push through.
Nah, man, like, you're not, you know? Especially if you got kids or kids on the way. Like, you know what I mean? I don't understand that. You know, but I do understand that life is tough and people are dealt a raw deal, they're dealt a raw hand, but, you know, I'm an eternal optimist in that regard. Like, I'm sorry, I'm optimistic when it comes to anything negative in my life. Like, you know, anything that I know I don't have the overbearing way or of seeing how, like, the end probability is going to, like, what the probability is going to be or what it's going to look like. I know I don't have a say in that, but what I do have a say in is me putting my best foot forward and attempting to like rectify any fucked up situation that I'm ever in or ever have put myself in. Like, I control my effort. I control what I can do to try to like fix that. Like, I can control that, you know? But...
And that's really all the control you have.
Yeah.
It's applying, in reality, what else?
It's applying yourself, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because what's the alternative? Sit on your hands and do nothing. Like, you know?
Or flip completely over everything and do nothing. Like, yeah. You can't control it, you know?
It's crazy.
That's what you do.
Something I wanted to talk to you about, though, is do you feel like the significance of birthdays have, like, lost their luster? Or do you think that people are still all about celebrating their birthday?
Look, I could give a shit if no one celebrates me. I mean, I'm glad that everyone does. I have people near me and dear to me that do. I think that every single year should be celebrated just because of the fucked up world that we live in and the things that we hear on a daily basis. Your next year is not promised.
Right.
And if we're saving and if we're when that day comes and saving for that future day and, when this happens, like, what if it doesn't?
Yeah.
And honestly, I feel like now I see that with my mom. Now that I'm older and now, don't kill me, whoever, now that she's older, I feel like I need to enjoy life right now.
Now that she's advanced.
Look, I'm not going to say nothing, you know? Like, I'm very cautious of my wording.
Your words carefully. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I am. Because sometimes she'll be like, on the podcast, like, she'll listen here and there. So her people tell her whatever y'all want to tell her. No, this ain't it.
Yeah.
So now, instead of me like, when she turns this milestone or this age or when this happens or no, on Christmas, I want this. Or I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
And she tells me now, like, randomly, why do you do stuff, you know? And I'm like, why not?
Yeah.
She wanted to go to a concert. I'm like, oh, you want to go? Okay, I got the tickets. We're going to go. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, mom, I was thinking we should do this. You want to do it? Like, it's like, let's go. Let's do it. Let's do it. Right now that I can and I have the liberty to do so, and trust me, we've said it a million times. No, we're not rich. No, we're not flossing. That's not the thing. She is my priority. So I'm going to put money aside for whatever needs to be done with my mom. Or to take care of my mom or to do something with my mom. I'm all about memories, even with my son, even with you. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I want to enjoy life. Yeah. And that's what life is about. I'm not going to hold back.
Yeah.
And yes, I want to buy a house. But am I buying a house tomorrow? No. So let me take the fucking trip. You know? Let me take the staycation with my mom. Let me do the things that I want to do with my son. Because those, whatever money I'm putting aside, it's not like for tomorrow.
You know?
So I'm huge on that now. I'm like, I'm going to enjoy every single birthday. I mean, I have, I think, my whole life. But I'm going to enjoy...
I think most of the audience would agree with that.
I just want to enjoy life.
Yeah.
Not only my birthday.
Yeah.
I want to enjoy every single Father's Day with you. I want to enjoy every single Mother's Day with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
I want to enjoy my son's every single birthday. Like, I know after the first birthday party, I was like, fuck this. And this is a headache. And it's crazy. And it's hectic. Never again.
Yeah.
And then just a few days ago, what was I showing you?
Oh shit! Like,
look at
it
for the two. You know, the second birthday party, and it's like, oh, Wayne's like, I thought you said, oh, I changed my mind. You know?
Yeah.
Let's celebrate. Things like that. But now I'm like, don't hold back. To whatever I want to do, I don't want to hold back.
I respect that because, you know, at times we can't like seem to not think about tomorrow. You know, everybody wants to put away and save for a rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they always taught us. And, you know, but you have to enjoy life, man. You work so hard, like, every day. You, with the hustle and bustle of the grind, and you're going above and beyond for a company that may not give a fuck about you tomorrow if you were to drop dead. So mm-hmm. it's like, you know.
Just do it. Use that PTO.
In that sense, I just be like, look, man, these companies ain't playing fair, you know, like. It's crazy. It's crazy some of the shit I hear, like, with some of these companies and how they treat their employees.
Yep.
Like, you know, especially, like, when you move up the ranks in your company and you start to kind of, like, rub shoulders and really see how business is operated, and you see the jig. The jig is there. Like, you know, these companies will fucking wring you up and squeeze you dry and then try to, like, not compensate you for your contribution. And pay somebody else less as opposed to, you know, promoting you.
Yeah.
This shit is crazy. So, yeah.
Like, you out there with these crazy-ass work schedules and working weekends and working 10,000 hours a week and not getting many PTO days, you gotta look for better because life, like, it's literally passing us by.
Yeah.
And we don't think about it till we sit down and it's like, the fuck? I haven't took a vacation in this long?
It's crazy.
I can't even do anything. Like, I'm working my ass off, and what am I getting in return besides money?
Right.
That's it.
Right.
That's all you're getting back.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're not creating memories. You can't get that time back.
No.
Which is the most valuable asset we all have.
Now, at this age, I do think, like, man, I wish I would have done this when I was younger.
Mm.
Man, I wish I would have done this. I would have started this, like, I've mentioned before, and I'll continue to mention because I'm not ashamed of it. When I was making ridiculous money at my 20s, I should have bought a house.
Mm.
I would have had a home. What was I spending my money on? Bottle service.
Mm.
Stupid as fuck. You know, I didn't know better.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing every weekend. I was going out to Hermosa Beach and fucking spending money on all kind of bar hopping. And for what?
Yeah.
I would have had my shit straight. The only person that I can blame is me, you know? But I didn't know better at that age. And, you know, my parents did tell me. They did. Did I listen? No.
It's real. And see, like, and that's a level of honesty that a lot of people are not ready to hear, you know? I was like, yo, that's deep. You know what I'm saying? The fact that you shared that. And that's kind of like what I'm getting at with this whole conversation is... A lot of people are afraid to share their shortcomings, you know, for fear of how they might be perceived by public in the court of public opinion.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't want to be looked at as less than or inferior or beneath.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They struggle with that.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people struggle from not being included.
Yeah.
Like, you know, oh, I'm not included? Oh, y'all ain't invite me? TFTI?
Oh, I think that was me too.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, a lot of people struggle with non-inclusion.
Not TFTI, because fuck y'all. But see, you get me? Like, at first, it's like,
yeah,
I was part of the scene, and I was the person always at everything, everywhere, all over the place, popping. And then when you're not, you're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But at times, honestly, whoever's going through that, and you see it, and you're like, oh, what? I'm not cool anymore, or they're not inviting me.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuck, you're growing.
But even in saying that, would you still say that, even though you may have felt that way, would you still say you had a healthy sense of who you were as a person?
Honestly, I was going through my change at that point.
Mm.
So it was tough. You're seeing it like, I have done nothing wrong, and people, like the same people that I'm with every fucking weekend, are not even inviting me out anymore.
Mm.
Like, I'm not part of your fake ass crew anyway. You get me? And it was like, oh, okay. But then I'm busy. Like, I think it took a lot for me to mentally be okay with that.
Yeah.
Because I'm busy and I'm working on better for myself. I don't give a fuck if I'm friends with whoever. Like, I really, I'm at that point.
Yeah.
You know, I have like 4 or 5 friends. I'm cool with that. Solid as fuck. Like I told you, my real ones, real as fuck. The shit that my friends are like cool with, people won't be.
Yeah.
You know, people get butthurt over the dumbest shit. People get, oh, everything is so sensitive. Oh, look at her living her best life on IG. And no, I'm going through life shit too. Sometimes. People don't get that.
Yeah,
you know, like they just think, oh no, based on whatever. Like, we can't be basing it on social media ever.
Yeah.
Reach out to people.
Facts.
You know?
Check on your people. People say it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I just think that's the vast majority of that is due to the times we live in.
Yeah.
You know, social media is, everything's at the forefront. Oh, if you don't post it, it didn't happen. Like, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, tag me. Or if you didn't tag me, if you didn't tag yourself there, were you there?
Yeah.
Like,
Take a video?
You know what I'm saying?
Did you take a picture? Like,
yeah. Nah, you gotta, like, tag yourself in it.
If it didn't post it, it didn't happen.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, I just think that has a lot to do with the climate we currently reside in, which is why also the dating pool is fucked up. You know, which is why, you know, divorce rate is so high and nobody wants to be faithful. A lot more people are meeting on, you know, dating apps, so to speak, you know?
Yeah.
So, it's crazy, man. I think it's all relative. I just think that you have to learn, like, honestly, as a whole, and I'm saying this amongst all people, we have to unlearn a lot of the bullshit that we've been conditioned.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially in this country. Like, I don't even understand how most people don't do their due diligence or go do research now about certain shit. You know? Whether it be real estate, health and wellness, financial literacy, you know?
Well,
world
because
history,
keep in mind,
world news, like,
we never were really taught that.
Well, I'm saying, like, regardless of if we were taught it, I mean, like, now if you're 20-something, 30-something, it's no excuse. You have a wealth of information, which is called the internet. Like, you can literally go search something. If you don't know the answer to something, you can literally go watch a video of it or go research it on Google.
Yeah.
So it's like, we didn't always have that.
Mm-hmm.
That type of power. Information is the most powerful thing. They say, like, you know, that's why they say reading is fundamental.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people aren't reading books. You know, they're going digital, they're creating content like us.
But, subscribe, share, like.
Know, facts, you know what I'm saying? And this is not the shit on those people. I just feel, though, as a whole, collectively, we've kind of dumbed down society with putting these algorithmic type of Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. These things are at the forefront. You know, this hashtag society, whereas that wasn't like the primary focal point of life back then. Back then, it was about education, history, where you come from, the origin. You know, why are you cultured this way? Why do you speak this way? Why do you look this way?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are some of the things that you are armed with? A lot of people are not armed with information.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's why
I like talking to older people. Well, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, that's why I like talking to elderly people.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like they're armed with a wealth of information that I may not be privy to. They can tell me some shit that happened like in yesteryear, and I'm just like, they don't mind fuck me.
Yeah.
What? Like, oh damn, you know? So
this younger generation really does trip me out. I had seen a video, I believe, a few weeks back, and I'll look for it and I'll post it if I find it. But they were asking a little girl, and she was probably like 7, 8, what she wanted to be, right? They were asking different kids, like, well, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah.
And a little girl was like, well, I want to be a doctor. And why do you want to be a doctor if I can help people? Well, your regular right. response. And then another kid, oh, what do you want to be when you grow up? Oh, I want to be a lawyer. Like, they were just giving their answers.
Right.
And one of the little girls, I think it was like the third or the fourth little girl, she was like, I want to be an influencer. And it's like, huh?
Like, damn, that's where we at?
Yeah. And then they asked her, and I swear if I find this video, everyone's gonna be like, huh? Because they were like, why do you want to be an influencer?
Mm-hmm.
And you're thinking, like, to influence people, to do good, you know, whatever it is in their mind, because they're kids.
Right.
And she said, to do nothing. Which is insane.
Damn.
I was like, oh my God, this is what we're teaching our kids.
Sounds like the parents got some work to do.
Yeah. And it's literally, well, and at times, it's not what you're teaching your kids, it's what they're seeing.
Yeah, it's what the, it's what
are the
consuming.
Parents doing?
Yes.
What are we as parents doing?
Right.
On our damn phone.
Right.
All the fucking time.
Yeah.
You know? And they see it, and it's like, oh, but this kid, Ryan's review, or whatever the hell with the toys, hey, what is it?
Ryan's toys review.
Yes. What is he doing? Nothing.
Reviewing toys.
Yeah, and the kids are going crazy, and this little kid is a multi-millionaire.
Facts. I mean, his dad.
Yeah, so they're like, oh, well, that's what I want to do. Like, why can't I do that?
Yeah.
And do nothing and get paid, you know?
It's that part is crazy. And I think also, too, because of you referenced the times that we reside in, I think you got to be uber careful and ultra-sensitive climate that we reside in, because you can offend somebody while not even attempting to offend them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure that it's a lot of work to be an influencer, creating content. Like, we are not either or, but we are very active on social media.
Right.
We post and we do videos and we'll do like our outfit check. You know, like we do it because that's us.
Thanks.
And it's still like, oh, let's get a picture of us together before we go out. Oh, let's get a quick video of our food.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's get a quick video of us, like, drinking.
Right.
Okay, phones away. Like, we are those people that were like, okay, let's put our phones up. That's it.
Yeah.
And we won't see our phones till the next day, and we're like, oh, shit. Like, what did we post, you know? But a lot of times, it's like, we're teaching these kids, like, oh, it's nothing. It is a lot of work, regardless if you're at home. You have to be uploading, you know? You have to be editing. You have to be creating content. Like, right. It is hard. And at times, even for us, we're like, what should we record about? Like, what do you think people will be interested in? What do you think people are going through? Because I think that has a lot to do with it as well.
Yeah. And that's just the illusion that they don't do anything. So, of course, a kid's not going to know context, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to see Ryan and Ryan's dad on TV reviewing toys and like, oh, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
You know, without
that's
context.
That's all you do?
Without context. You can do anything
mm-hmm.
without, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, until you start adding context, then it's like, okay, nah, like, oh, I really actually got to do some work. I got to, like, research. I have to do topics. I have to write this down. I have to research this. I have to edit this, clip this. You know what I'm saying? And then you got a finished product. A lot of people don't understand how much work that
goes into.
I
think for me, it was more shocking that she was so serious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you're having kids, like, oh, I want to be a teacher, and I want to be a lawyer, and I want to be a doctor. I want to be an influencer. Like, what?
Like, that's where we at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the times that we live in.
That's a trip. That's definitely a trip. So I kind of wanted to touch on an interaction that we had out here in Puerto Rico. It was a pleasant one, you know, while we were out sangria tasting. We were fortunate to bump into a couple who was actually going to do the sangria tasting as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually ended up making friends with them.
Well, we did.
You know? So it brought me to my question, right? Like, how often do you think people meet people in the forms in which they meet them, whether it be a sangria tasting, a sip and paint, whether you're at a tourist destination? And how often do you think those people, like, stay friends or stay cool or keep in contact?
I think because we're very social, it's very natural to us. Like, even on some of the excursions, I don't know if you remember, and we're going to get into details and reference, like, everything we did out here, but this is just something I want to touch on really quickly.
Right.
Is as soon as we got in the van, because the van picked us up for our excursion,
mm-hmm.
we get in and we're like, good morning. And I don't know if you realized, but when we said, everyone was like, oh, good morning. Kind of like, get the fuck in the car and shut up, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
in that van was very short with us.
Of course.
As soon as we started with the excursion, we get to the first point, because we were in this excursion for a few hours. By the end of the excursion, we were literally friends with everyone in that van.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, like, personal, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they wanted to party with us. They wanted to hang out with us. And we're those type of people.
Yeah.
But we were like, oh, where are you guys from? Oh, is this your first time? Oh, we were cracking jokes. Oh, you were kept saying, like, oh, this is the jungle and the water for me. And this, this, and that. And so, and we were very, very open.
Mm-hmm.
But then look at how they received us at first.
Yeah.
And we both said, oh, good morning, you know, to everyone in the van. And it was like, good morning.
I think that's a superpower that you and I have.
It definitely is.
You know, I feel like that's actually, honestly, you know, truthfully speaking, I feel like as a couple collectively, we give off that energy. But I think that's like, you know how like in Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat, they have like special moves?
Mm-hmm.
That's like our
special
move. Hadouken? Yeah. Hadouken. Or Sonic Boom.
Oh.
You know what I mean? What I done, Hadouken? But no, like.
Okay.
You remember that?
What yes. See, just, I was familiar with that game.
It just came to me right now. Like,
so sorry.
Oh, God. Lord. but no, I feel as though in public forum, when it's long speech, like, I really honestly feel like we can walk into a room and control the room.
Mm-hmm.
Because of how we are, and because we leverage our personalities, and we allow our personalities, because it's natural to us. It's
mm-hmm.
natural to who we are. Like, it's not something that's forced to rush. So, as it correlates to the couple that we had the interaction with, it ended up being a really, really dope interaction. We discovered that they were newlyweds. We discovered that they had just gotten married, that they were actually in Puerto Rico at the same time as us for their honeymoon. And I just think it's kind of cool and unique how you could discover this information and you're not even in search of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just finds you.
And it was like a dope ass connection, a good vibe. Like, they were genuinely good people. And we kept saying, like, damn, they're really cool, huh?
Yeah.
Like, we literally kept saying, and it's like, we meet people all the time.
Yeah.
But we literally were like, damn, they're super cool.
Yeah. And I often wonder, like, do you have a lot of friends like that?
I don't. And I actually wanted to go back to my coworkers.
Okay.
And I hate to mention here, but they're a perfect example of this. So at work, I remember when I started there, people wouldn't even say good morning. And that's my fucking pet peeve.
Mm.
If you walk into a place, you say good morning. If people don't say good morning, you keep it moving.
Yeah.
You know? That's it. Or you don't tell them good morning the next day when
right,
you come
right.
in, because fuck you, I told you good morning yesterday and you didn't say good morning.
Right.
But for me, common courtesy, when you walk into a room, it's like, good morning. Good morning.
Right.
You say it back.
Right.
And you know?
Yeah.
And it happened a lot where people wouldn't say it at that job. And it could be friendly and it could be nice and it could be whatever the fuck they want it to be.
Yeah.
But I thought that was so rude.
Do you just feel like that's because, like, common courtesy is not so common anymore?
Yes. And that's where I was going. So I've made it a point, even to management and higher up, like, they say good morning. And because they've told you before
yeah.
that I'll be straight up. And it's like, if you don't say good morning to me, then don't talk to me. It's fine. It's not forced. I don't care. You don't sign my check. It's fine.
Mm.
But don't talk to me the next day like if nothing happened.
Facts.
You know, it's cool. Keep it that way. And it's happened a lot where I used to be really, really, really super cool with certain people. And then they start switching on me. I don't like that shit.
Mm.
Keep it the same or keep it the fuck away from me.
So you're not a big switch up person.
I don't. No, at all. Who likes that?
Mm.
Be yourself and keep it solid. That's
but
it.
Why do you feel like people cannot be authentically themselves when it comes to interactions with individuals, whether that be at work or whether it's meeting somebody new? What do you think takes away from a person to being themselves?
I think at times it's intimidating. And mm-hmm. I feel like it's rejection at the same time. I think in that way, both me and you are not afraid of that.
Yeah, no.
Like I said, I will be that person that's like, I'll initiate the conversation. And I'll definitely be the first to be like, hi, where are you from?
Yeah.
And even with our Uber drivers, like, if they go along with it, I'm like, cool. If they don't, I'm like, this could be a silent-ass ride.
Yeah.
And when you drop me off, thank you. Bye. Yeah. Have a great day, you know?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that word, intimidation, right? I'll share a quick story with you guys, right? So, I remember when I used to have this job, and I used to have to travel a lot. We would go to Vegas. And at this particular job, I would deal with, like, a lot of multimillionaires, right? People who own their franchise, 7-Eleven store locations. And this particular gentleman I'm about to reference, he owned three of them in New York. His name was Wayne, too. So, crazy enough, right? So, we were talking about, like, this big trade show every year you go to. It's called 7-Eleven Experience in February at the MGM Grand Ballroom. So, everybody's like, you should see everybody, right? So he comes to our kiosk, our booth, and he's like, is Wayne here? Where's Wayne? And he runs up to me and hugs me and shakes my hand. And he just proceeds to tell, like, the employee or the my employers, people who own the business owners, this is the best guy you got. This guy, man, he always answers my phone calls, responds to my emails, gets me my credit forms on time, gets me every single product. Mind you, like, this is my first ever interaction with this gentleman. First ever time. Like, we've talked over the phone, we talked through email, but my first time meeting him in person, I didn't ask him to do this. I didn't coach him up. You know what I'm saying? He did this on the strength of our relationship.
Yeah.
So I just feel like when you do that, when you constantly, my point in reference to this story is, when you constantly show up for people, you earn grace, you earn favor, you earn trust. That goes a long way with people. You know what I'm saying? And people buy into that.
Yeah.
So me, with regard to when you said you and I, when we walk into a room, we don't feel that. I damn sure don't feel intimidated when I walk in any room. Reason being is, I have the intellect, I have the mental capacity, and I have the requisite skills to converse with any human being. I don't care what your background is. I don't care what you make. You know what I'm saying? Because I have best friends who are upwards of 6 and 7 figures. So like, when I have conversations with them, it's not like a, oh my God, like, whoa, I'm talking to this guy. Like, you know, whereas some people who are a little green or a little novice, you know, they might feel that intimidation. Like, oh shit, no, I better not, you know? People trying to craft the perfect text, draft the perfect email, like, you know?
I do feel that me not being a nice, well, I mean, it could be for both of us. Not being intimidated is very intimidating.
Yeah.
So that's why people, and I hate this word because I think it's so immature. I hate the word hate. There's no such thing as a fucking hater. You know, like, what are they hating on?
Yeah.
It's just an envious person. That's all it is.
True.
And it could be the same term. It could be the same thing. It has the same outcome.
Right.
But I just, what does my shit got to do with yours?
And it's crazy because it's like, what you eat don't make me shit.
Exactly.
You know?
How does that affect you in any way? If I have a good relationship with my boss, how does it affect you if I have a good relationship with my colleague? How does it affect you if the people don't think you're funny? Like,
you're not feeling me? Fine.
Okay.
It costs you nothing. Pay me no mind.
Yeah. Don't talk to
you
me.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, perfectly fine.
That's a fact. Like, you know, and, you know, I had to steal a Jay-Z bar, but yeah. It costs you nothing.
Literally.
You know what I mean? It literally costs you nothing to form an opinion. Mm-hmm. If you are not feeling me, fine. Pay me no mind.
Yep.
And that's really the truth. It's the truth of the matter. But, you
people
know.
People don't get that.
People do care about what you're doing. People want to have an opinion. And they want to have a say about where you are and, you know, what they feel you should be doing. Yeah, they want to be in the know. Everybody wants to be in the know. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the unfortunate thing.
Oh, no.
When you're talking about milestones and hitting certain benchmarks. Man, I hear waves. It's a beautiful sound, isn't it? But no, we'll get to a couple more things, babe, and then we'll wrap up. But I just, man. So, okay, so back to the newlyweds, right, real quick. when you interact with new people, right? When you meet new people, has there ever been situations where those friends have been a mainstay in your realm or in your life after you just met them, like, abruptly for the first time or minimal interactions with them?
Yeah, I had, I'm quick to be like, oh, what's your Snap or what's your IG? You know, like, for we can keep contact. And I have people that I've met once in my life, and I'm still cool with. Like, literally, people wished me a happy birthday today that I've met once, you know, and that I've seen once. I have a friend that's in Florida, my gay friend, like, amazing guy. And I met him out with my gay friend one day, and he was like, oh, my God. And we were, like, talking. I had a Selena shirt, I think. He was staying in Texas. Whatever the hell. I don't remember. I was probably drunk. But regardless of, he's always complimenting us. And this is crazy. It's those people that compliment me more than the people nearby or the people that are close.
That's wild. So, like, why do you feel like the people who are in your inner circle, let's just say, for lack of better terms, because, I mean, those people are, would you, first off, would you consider those people friends? The people who, like, can't champion you, but people, somebody 3,000 miles away?
I think so. Maybe they feel like I don't need it. And I mean, I really don't, you know? So maybe that's why they don't do it. I don't know. I'm not one to live my life by your appreciation or your, what a saying, or your approval. I could give a fuck. And I know a lot of people will say that, and they don't mean it. Like, I really mean it. But like, I don't need your authority or your approval or your heads up or whatever it is to do what I'm going to do.
You don't need the kudos.
I don't. So that's why I don't know if that's why people don't, which, like I said, I'm fine with. I'm just being real right now that we're talking about it. That's it.
Yeah. Now, I could dig it, you know?
Yep.
I could dig it because it's a lot of people that just, you know, they need the validation. Of someone else's opinion, or they need the stamp. Hey, ask such and such. Like, you know, that's their go-to usually. Man, ask about me. I'm out here.
I don't want to ask about you. It's cool. I believe you. And even when I don't believe you, I'll just like, right on. Do your thing.
Yeah, those be the people that be crazy. But now I got a couple people that, like, you know, I've had, like, limited interactions with, and we became friends over the years, and we still, like you said, keep in contact, and, you know, you guys bounce ideas off each other, or, you know, ask each other advice about certain, or ask each other certain questions, so.
A lot of people, I honestly, and I think this is probably a little weird, like, I hope that one day we bump paths again, you know, because our first connection was so dope.
Yeah.
That I get it, we're social media friends now. But hopefully one day, like, that friend, he hits me up when he comes to LA. And it's been a few times that I haven't been able to meet with him. Like I said, this was 3-4 years ago, maybe, pre-pandemic, that I met him. And he was an amazing guy. And he still comments and likes our pictures and our baby now. And he's like, oh, boo, when I'm in LA, like, let's link up. And he's like, I don't know, like, I fell in love with you. Like, you know, like, and just your vibe. And he's literally told me that. And I'm like, that's fucking dope.
That's a high compliment to pay somebody.
It definitely is. Just met,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and for him to still go out of his way and still, you know, and he's like, well, we're going to link up one day. He's like, I believe that.
Yeah.
And hopefully we do, you know?
Yeah, and I think it's those types of interactions like that to where they do become a mainstay, and they do eventually morph into friendships.
And we're going to talk a little more about the couple once we wrap up our Puerto Rico trip. Because we did bump into them more than once, which we loved.
Absolutely.
But we won't get into details about that until the next episode.
We just kind of wanted to keep this about milestones and, you know, birthdays and things of that nature.
Growth, right?
Before we get up out of here, though, was your birthday everything you hope for and more?
Yes. First time in Puerto Rico, and honestly, like I said, I try to learn every single day, but every single birthday, I definitely try to sit, take it all in, appreciate where I'm at, what I've done, how I've got to where I'm at, regardless of who's in my circle, who isn't, what I've lost. And I mean that, and people are probably like, she's full of shit. But no, I sit back and I'm like, damn, that's crazy.
It's been a hell of a ride, huh?
It's been one hell of a fucking ride, and I love it.
Would you change anything?
Absolutely not.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. No, I feel regrets, like, it's all learned.
Nothing.
Nope. Learn from it and keep it moving. That's it. And I'm learning to do that as well. That's something big that I'm working on. And patience. Patience.
What's two things would you say you learned about yourself at 36?
I'm not 36, and don't say my age.
Oh, I'm sorry, 35.
Wayne doesn't even...
What's two things you learned about yourself at your previous age? I apologize.
I think I mentioned one earlier, that people can change.
Okay.
And I think I mentioned earlier as well, like, I'm literally trying to enjoy life to the max.
To the max.
I feel like I hold back. I feel like we try to set everything, like, on this day, in 5 years, I'm going to go to, I don't know, this is an example because I've been there, but I'm saying, like, I'm going to go to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, next year for Mother's Day, I'm going to do this for my mom.
Gotcha.
Lord forbid, and look, trust me, I say this very heavily because I want a thing to happen to my mom. But in the case that things do happen,
mm-hmm.
and I don't get to do what I'm planning on doing 5 years from now,
right.
do that shit as soon as you can.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Work a little harder, sacrifice a little more, and make shit happen, because it is very difficult. And especially, like I said, when we live in these times where kids are getting shot at a party, and, you know, things are happening where you're at a bar and there's a shooting,
yeah.
and people disappear out of nowhere. Like, it's insane, and it is so scary. So I think that makes me realize, like, I just want to enjoy my life.
I agree, man. Yeah, that's crazy. So one last thing before we get up out of here and wrap this up, put a button on this episode.
Mm-hmm.
I know I keep saying that, but, you know, more questions keep coming to me, okay? It's your birthday,
okay,
girl.
Ask away.
Is there anything that you have learned about yourself? What's one thing that you would say you've learned about yourself within this last year?
The two things.
No, I mean, I know you said that, but I mean, like, in terms of when you look inward, like, I know there was some growth that you referenced. There was you kind of, like, taking caution and throwing it to the wind and just going for yours when it comes to doing stuff for yourself or for your mom or with us, you know what I mean? What I mean, though, is more so internally, you the person, as an individual.
I'm trying to be okay with less is more.
Mm.
And being okay with doing things solo.
Okay.
I'm not one to eat alone.
Okay.
I always feel like I've always had friends around.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've always had someone to do things with. Like, I don't even go shopping solo.
Right.
It's always like you or my mom, or I have gone by myself. But certain things, I'm like, you don't always need someone with you.
Mm.
You know, and when you lose friends, I think that's something huge you have to work on. You have to learn how to do shit on your own.
Mm.
And luckily now, I have my little best friend. So he's going to have my
broke
best friend. Yes, indeed. And he's going to help me through that process, because I want to be able to do things just me and my son.
That's
luckily,
true.
We have you. And, you know, even like our Disney dates, things that are endless that we do as a family.
Mm-hmm.
But one day, I want to do things individually with my son.
Mm-hmm.
Just because... it's for me. It's not even for him. You know, like, it's things that I'm working on for me.
That's dope. I mean, I get it. Yeah, like, I'm with you. Like, as a parent, as a dad, like, you know, there's things I want to do for my kids that I don't need anybody else to understand. It's just, like, it's for me.
To understand or be involved in. Like, it's just, it's personal.
Yeah, for sure. But no, man, that was a really good answer, by the way. Blew me away. Like,
look
these waves.
Changing. Look at me changing and developing.
Salute to growth, man. You know what
growing.
I mean? Salute to you for growth. And, you know, before we end this again, happy birthday to the love of my life. Oh,
thank you.
It's been a wonderful, 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 wonderful time being your partner, having you on my arm. This is now, I've been privy and privileged to now celebrate. This is our fourth birthday together as a couple.
Well, fifth, but we weren't a couple.
I mean, I'm saying fourth as a couple.
Yes,
fifth,
I know.
Fifth together.
As friends.
Fifth knowing you, totally. Mm-hmm. But four together as a couple. Even though, you know, it should be five, because, you know, you told me you wanted me at that party, but that's neither here nor there. Where's the lie? And I actually asked somebody who could confirm that, by the way.
Okay. So, with that being said.
Oh, we wrapping up? No, happy birthday, baby. I love you. This has been a wonderful trip at PR with my girl, just me and her. Yeah, man. So we're going to get up out of here. Y'all know where to find us. Apple, Spotify, and Anchor. Hit up Vanessa. Hit up myself. You guys have questions, feedback, comments, concerns, questions.
Keep sharing, guys. Keep liking. Keep giving us your feedback. We appreciate all the love. We hear, we see the listens. So you guys are listening. You guys are tuning in.
Absolutely, man. As always, this is your boy Wayne Hiss.
And Vanessa Hurst.
And we just want to continue to spread love, even if it's all the way from the beautiful beaches of Puerto Rico. We love y'all, man. Tap in with us, all right?
Bye.
Bye. About how she can make it right.